CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Dear, wake up. Come on, I'll let you sleep as late as possible.
Oh, I tell you, I can't. I just cannot.
Well, I don't wonder, getting home at 2 in the morning. Oh. You knew you had to go back to work today. Sunburned, too. Do boys stay out in the sun fishing all day long, all weekend?
Well, we were out fishing every minute we could. That's what we went for. Hey, I better get up. You know, I got to get my beautiful 21-pound, 6-ounce muskie to the taxidermist this morning. Oh, boy, I tell you. When we got back to the dock and we weighed that fish and we saw that needle climb up to 21 pounds. You're really not very impressed, are you?
Well, honey, I don't know anything about fish. All I know is I'll be glad to get him out of the refrigerator. I had to take so many things out last night to get him in. I just hope they haven't spoiled.
Gee, I just hope that taxidermist can repair the damage our cats did. I never should have put my fish on the back porch.
Well,
golly, you know... Oh, hey, I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you this.
What?
Because everybody on the dock, you know, was taking pictures of me with this beautiful muskie.
Mm-hmm.
I was quite a celebrity.
Oh, honestly, dear, you'd think you caught a whale.
Look, I wish you would get it through your little head that a 21-pound, 6-ounce muskie is a whale of a muskie.
Mm-hmm.
And to catch it with a bucktail fly on a number 8 hook, I mean, well, you just don't understand it. It's fantastic.
Well, I wonder what you'll weigh this morning.
Huh?
I'll bet you didn't stick to our diet on this weekend fishing trip at all.
Oh.
You promised,
look,
dear.
I did stick to the diet, and believe me, it took some willpower. Sitting there with fresh lake bass and fresh lake trout sizzling and simmering and melted butter over the campfire, and Jack and Fred and Tom stuffing themselves there, and me counting calories, measuring how many inches of fish I can have. Boy, I tell you, that took willpower.
I'll bet it did. And I'm proud of you, dear.
Yeah, well, look, what I started to tell you was that Fred took a picture of me with a muskie, and he's giving it to the Post Bulletin. I didn't tell you. So, don't be surprised if I'm in the paper tonight.
Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Frito corn chips. It's not polite to smack your lips, but you can't help it with Frito corn chips. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Frito corn chips.
You can't imagine what Fritos corn chips do for a hamburger until you've munched a bunch. That crisp Fritos flavor makes hamburgers, hot dogs, all outdoor cooking taste even better. Try them. Fritos corn chips.
Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips.
Sakes, you home already? Where's the day gone? Hi, dear. What were you hollering about? I was upstairs.
Hi. I was hollering. Where is the evening paper?
Oh, I don't know. It must be on the front porch. I didn't bring it in.
No. It isn't on the front porch. It isn't in the bushes.
Well, maybe the paper boy's late. He has been lately.
Oh.
What's the matter?
What's the matter? I told you Fred was going to give the paper my picture with a muskie.
Oh. Yes, that's right. I forgot.
Oh, forgot it.
Well, I'm sorry, dear, but even if you have caught a big fish, life does go on as usual. And my day is filled with housework and taking care of 2 children. And even if you get annoyed with me, I do think you're making an awful big fuss over just a fish.
Just a fish? It just happens to be probably the biggest muskie ever caught in this state. Can't you realize that? Why, even my boss was so impressed we hardly got any work done today at the office. When I had lunch, perfect strangers came over to my table, said they'd heard about it, wanted to hear the whole story.
I don't mean to diminish your accomplishment. I really don't, dear. I just don't understand it, that's all. I really don't.
Well, what is it you don't understand? Oh, where in Sam Hill is that paper boy?
Well, I don't know how to say it, really, but you know, you... You take pride and joy in such strange things.
Oh, well, honey, you're just not sports-minded, that's all.
Well, it's true, I'm not. I cannot understand wrestling, for example. It just seems so pointless. And all that energy you use hitting a golf ball around that enormous golf course, which you say is exercise, yet when we lived in the other house, you'd take the car to drive 2 blocks to the store. Now you take credit for catching a poor little fish.
He is not a little fish.
All right, now look, just calm down, huh? My apologies. He's a big fish.
Oh.
Which he is. And I don't mean to be a wet blanket, but I wish I could understand why fishermen take credit for catching a fish who was merely swimming by and was hungry, so he naturally grabbed the bait.
I should say you don't understand. Look, an expert fisherman has to attract the fish. A good angler has to know how to throw the line out, what hook to use, and once he's caught the fish, he has to know how to play him, how to reel him in without losing him, how to use the net.
But now listen, not just be reasonable. Isn't it true that if a fish happens to swim by, and he happens at that moment to be hungry, famished, maybe starving, he naturally grabs the hook?
You know, you've asked me why men sometimes prefer the company of other men. Well, darling, this is why.
To get the muskie to the taxidermist.
Yes, and boy, was he impressed, too.
Oh, he too.
You know, I told him I'd put the muskie on the back porch last night, not knowing that the cats were out there. And he said he thought he could patch the head up so that chunk that was chewed out wouldn't show.
Oh,
yeah, he thinks he can do it. He's going to mount it, put it on a nice mahogany plaque.
And,
of course, yeah, there's going to be a little inscription underneath that says where I caught him and, you know, how much he weighs. My name.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he said he'd have him ready in about a week. Shellac or whatever he puts on has to dry. Of course, I don't know why it takes a whole week.
No. Maybe you could stop in and see the fish. Visiting hours.
Yeah. All. Look. Well, you're not a bit impressed, but I can tell you that everybody else is that knows anything about fishing. I'll probably be written up in some fishing magazines. Where in blazes is that paper boy? Wouldn't you know he'd be late today?
What did you have on when Fred took your picture?
What do you mean, what did I have on?
Oh, I hope you dressed up a bit. I hope you didn't look the way you usually do when you've been fishing, needing a shave and wearing that awful fishing hat. You always look like a bum.
I don't look like a bum. I look like a fisherman. What do you expect me to do, borrow a top hat, white tie, and tails to stand there holding a fish?
Well, I certainly hope Fred didn't send any picture of you looking so disreputable to the paper. Why, people who know me but don't know you will say, oh, so that's what her husband looks like.
There he is. There's the paper boy. Well, I've been waiting.
Hurry up. Find your picture. I'm almost scared to look at it. Look through the paper again, dear. Maybe
I have looked through this paper 10 times. It's just not there, that's all. So I'm going to call Fred.
Well, I certainly wouldn't do that. Dear, that looks very funny.
Why? He took my picture and swore he was giving it to the paper.
Well, it looks as though you're trying to, you know, show off.
Oh, show off. I'm not thinking of myself. Any angler, any real fisherman wants to read about somebody who's caught a 21-pound, 6-ounce muskie with a bucktail fly on a number 8 hook.
Well, maybe Fred was, well, you know, a little jealous and just didn't give the picture to the paper.
Oh, I'm jealous. Fred was more excited than I was. Hello, Fred. Hey, well, what happened? Yes. Yeah, the paper boy was late. Huh? Oh, well, come on, tell me, will you? Look, I'm not going to shoot you, and I don't want you to shoot yourself, but what happened? Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Okay, Fred.
Well, don't just collapse. What do you say? Dear.
No film in the camera. He discovered it this morning. Put off calling me. One time in my life.
We can take a picture when you get the muskie back from the taxidermist, and you can dress up so you'll both look better.
Yeah, tisn't the same.
Oh, don't carry on. So it's only a fish. I'm sorry. Oh, I'll start dinner. I guess you want to be left alone.
Only a fish. Only a fish, she said.
When constipation occurs, more people rely on X-Lax than any other laxative. X-Lax has the qualities many doctors and millions of people want in a laxative. It's effective. Overnight, X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity. And X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset.
So many doctors recommend it. Chocolated X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.